this was a very interesting fresh fruit season. So we ended up with a season where we packed 29.4 million cartons fresh compared to 30,175,000 last year. So there was a 3% decline. However, in the early spring when prices got so high, it looked like we were not going to ship as much fresh fruit. A combination of extremely dry weather and the warm temperatures caused the fruit to not ship as well. And so we had some problems with the shipping of fruit with the quality. And this year we shipped less than 9% of our total crop as fresh. This was the lowest fresh shipments that we've had as an industry. And just as a point of reference, in the last 5 years, we've lost 22% of our fresh shipments. So we're averaging a little over 3% decline in fresh shipments each year. It mirrors the lack of trees and bearing trees, and then there is really no non-bearing acreage to speak of. So we've had, just in bearing trees alone in the last 10 years, a 29% decline in bearing citrus trees. Now, if you look at fresh shipments in the last 10 years, they've declined 45%.
It's a production issue brought on heavily by canker and HLB, I assume.
Yes. If in 10 years you've lost 29% of your bearing trees, but you've lost 45% of your fresh shipments and really 42% of your total production, it is a disease-related correlation. It is the effect of disease on our industry, both fresh and processed.
This year, we shipped 29 point some million cartons of fresh fruit. What were we shipping then, like 10 years ago?
10 years ago, we were in the 50 to 60 million carton range. So we've had quite a decline. Without increasing the non-bearing trees, in other words, without new trees coming into production, the best we can hope for is for fresh shipments to remain flat. But I'm afraid that we're going to see a continued decline until we get the bearing tree structure, so we have more bearing trees.
Many of the packers who are still in business, they are getting a good price, and some of them are doing pretty well. Is that correct?
Yeah, as far as fresh shipment, we just do not have enough fruit to supply the markets. We are selling everything that we can sell, that we have available to sell fresh, we are selling it. When we get quality fruit, there is more demand than there is quality fruit. So the prices have been good for these years, but we just don't have the amount of fruit to supply the market or to grow the market.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.